Okay. I always start, I don't know why I do that, I always say okay, and that's how all my presentations start. This is Matt Stevens in Abu Dhabi, and we're happy to have with us here Susan Hilliard, who is coming to us from Buenos Aires, where she has either started or just finished setting out a huge barbecue breakfast. And she's going to talk to us today about well, you can see on the web tour here, teaching English through educational drama to students with learning difficulties. That's an interesting paper. I had a look at it. It has some interesting points we'll bring up.
Good.
If you want to start a video and put it on our slide here. Oh, look, Susan's got her video up. Good. I didn't actually see that. Okay. Anyway, you can always put your video up there if you get a chance to broadcast it. But anyhow, let's see, I always like to say the date. Today is the 25th of March. It's very important when listening to this. And it's 2012. You never know what year people will be listening to this. So I'd like to go ahead and say hi to Susan, and thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Hello, Vance. I'm fine. Thank you very much. Bit of a lag in the, both in the video and in the sound for me, but that's okay.
If it lags, you can, sometimes it does that in Illuminate. What you can do, you can possibly, I don't know if you can pause the video, that's one trick. I don't really see a pause button here, but you could switch it off if you want and then switch it back on later, and that'll help.
I think I'll stick with what I've got so far.
We also have Elizabeth Ann from Grenoble with us, and Halima from Uzbekistan, and Hora is, I'm guessing, from Iran, I'm not sure, but maybe Hora, you can confirm that for us. And we've got Daniel Bassel from Chicago, and I'm not sure who Mia is.
Great.
If anybody would like to introduce yourself, go ahead. Say hi.
Good morning. This is Dan Bassel from Chicago. It's good to be with all of you. I'm interested to hear what Susan has to say. This looks very interesting.
Okay, great. Thanks for being here. Ah, Maria Laura from Montevideo.
Yeah. Well, that's nice. Must have come here on a message I sent to the multiliteracies group that Maria Laura was participating in, and also I was quite interested to read in your paper, and in fact I just tweeted that I hope to hear more about how drama enables multiliteracy skills, because that's something that I'm very interested in.
Okay,
but anyway,
I have another paper on that.
Yeah, okay, good. So, and Hora has confirmed that she's from Iran, so we have a nice international crowd here.
Yeah.
And, okay, so what are you going to tell us about today, Susan?
Well, could you put up my presentation slide with the title? Because that's what I'm going to be talking about. I'm going to explain to you about the project that I set up in the Ministry of Education, in fact, in Buenos Aires in 2010. Basically, what we're doing is teaching English through drama in special education. And special education is a very, very broad term for all the students who attend what we call level A and B of the special education system in the city of Buenos Aires. Those are special schools, hospital schools, orphanages for street kids, shantytown schools, and what we call domiciliaria, which is home visits for children who have terminal illnesses and temporary illnesses, but who have to be away from school for at least 3 months. This was started basically because I went to the Lenguas Extranjeras, that's the Foreign Languages Department of the Ministry of Education, to offer them, well, three projects actually. This was just one of them. And I did that because we've been in Argentina for 20 years, and I travel all over the place, but I don't work for the ministry here. I work for the ministry in, I have worked for the ministry in Chile, in Peru, in Portugal, and 6 times in China, but I've not worked here. So I thought, as my children have now married Argentines, it would be a nice way to pay back. And the special education department heard of the project, and they kind of grabbed me. It was like I suggested it on a Tuesday, and by Friday, I was already being called in for an interview with the special education department, which isn't something that I had thought of, to be quite honest. But they had been thinking how on earth they could teach English for inclusion in special education, when many of the students, or most of the students, are in fact illiterate in their mother tongue, and got all sorts of learning difficulties to boot. So I went ahead and I designed the project for special education needs students, which is actually the very, very first job I had in England, way back in medieval times when I first came out of university. And I modeled the whole project on what I did then, relating English language teaching through drama to special needs students. And that's how it all started. I don't see my presentation up on screen, Vance. Could you do that?
Okay, you know, you might have the problem that many might have. It could be that your paper, the web tour, is in the middle, is covering the screen. What you need to do, if you've got a web tour, you move it to the side. Just grab the blue bar where it says web tour, move it out to the side, and you'll see your slideshow, your slide presentation.
Perfect. Okay, perfect. That's great.
Now, you might want to drive this. If you want to drive it, just above the purple slide, there's a down arrow, and or actually there's a advancement. You can just advance by, you know, pressing forward and back on the. It's kind of like a, so you can just advance like that. If you get in trouble, I can pull it down for you and fix things.
Okay, great. Elizabeth's telling me that she can see it, so that's great. So, everybody, I gave that as a very general introduction, and I'm just going to flick on to the first slide, if I can. Let's see. No. Oh, yes.
Harold, okay, it's there you go, you did it. Well done.
Mm-hmm. Our motto is basically from I can't to I can, or if I can't actually, I can at least try. So, I can't, so I can try. And in fact, what we've found is that most of the students can. And it's basically because of the methodology. We say that drama is the spice of education. And what we're doing, oh dear, this is quite tricky. Oh dear, I've gone backwards, sorry. What we're doing is creating equality of opportunity for inclusion, as all the students in Argentina from grade one are now learning English. It's only fair that all the students in special schools should learn English as well. And as I said, they didn't know how to do it, and then they pounced on me. And I've now got a team of 16 girls, all English language teachers, qualified English language teachers, and I'm training them to use drama techniques to teach English in special education. So really, it's an inclusive system. Oh dear. The schools included in the special education sector have no resources, or very, very few resources. Sometimes we don't have paper and pens, we don't have CD players, we don't have any kind of paper to put things up on the wall to make posters, and virtually we have a classroom with a blackboard, chalk, and some desks and chairs, which amazingly are still in rows. So you have to imagine that all the resources come from us. It's only we who make the resources. So these are the schools that we deal with. I lost my teacher from the physically challenged school where all the students are in wheelchairs and maybe have cerebral palsy as well. And so although we say we're teaching through drama, we can't have them moving around very much. Ditto in the home visits, where the children may be in wheelchairs or maybe in bed. Ditto in the hospitals, where the students are often in bed, because we're working in one hospital in the transplant unit. There are students there who are waiting for a heart donation or a liver donation, and they're in the hospital for 3 months, 5 months at a time. And so we're working in that unit. If they've just had their operation, obviously they are in bed. And so we have to adapt our drama to using the voice, using the spirit, using the heart, not necessarily moving. So our definition of drama is extremely wide. Okay, would anybody like to ask any questions?
Your daughter's
in Argentina. Sorry.
Yeah. Cool. Okay. Yeah, I was just looking over your paper. I like the way that you've distinguished drama from theater. That's a very good distinction. Maybe you want to point that out.
Yes. It's actually one of my bees in my bonnet, if you like, because many, many schools all over the world believe that drama and theater are the same thing. And when they look for a drama teacher, what they want is somebody to produce the school play at the end of the year, or the school concert, or to teach the students musical theater. And drama is something, it's not completely different, it is sort of intertwined, it's all dovetailed together. But the point with drama is that you move the children into imagined worlds. And in those imagined worlds, they learn. It's a learning medium. And it is a discipline on its own. If you look up Dorothy Heathcote, spelled H-E-A-T-H-C-O-T-E, as I have cited in my paper, you can read how she started this movement in the 60s in Britain, when I was at university, at Warwick University. And this is what I actually studied. This was my my subject, educational drama. It was called Dramatic Art. And what we were looking at was Dorothy Heathcote's movement of using drama as a learning medium. So what you do is you take the student from behind the desk and you use the whole body. So you use what we call the spice of education, S for social development, P for physical development, I for intellectual or cognitive development, C for creative development, and E for emotional development. And in this way, we train the students, we develop the students in all the aspects of their whole body. We work on the body, we work on the voice, we work on thinking skills, we work with the emotions, we make education effective because we make it affective. And the students have a lot of fun. It's really an extension of childhood play when students role play what they're going to be when they grow up, you know, playing doctors, playing nurses, playing teachers, etc., etc. And drama, educational drama is now quite sophisticated. It has its own conventions, and it's being touted, I use the word touted basically because I don't like the word, it's being touted as process drama. I think it makes it sound horribly scientific. And it does have a lot of investigation and research behind it, but it's essentially a holistic subject, it's a humanistic subject, and it works on the whole person, so it works on the whole of the learning channels. So we use the senses a lot. We don't keep the students listening to the teacher. We really hand over the stage, literally, to the students. So the students learn by doing, and therefore they go from I can't to I can. I think I've got some, does that answer your question? Not really.
I think Halima has a question. Go ahead, Halima.
Okay. Yes, I'm trying to watch the text chat. Halima? Can Halima take the mic?
Well, she's asking for instructions. So, if you look in the lower left-hand corner of the screen, of the window, the Illuminate window, you'll see the microphone. So if you click on the microphone, and if you have a microphone, then you can ask your question. Otherwise, you could paste it in the text chat, and we could say it for you.
Halima, you have to click on that little blue box.
Yeah, you see the microphone is pointing down. When you click it, it points up, and then you can speak. It's a little yellow background around it. Okay, or you could just type your question in the text chat.
Vance, did I answer your question about theater and drama?
Yeah, it's kind of like publishing and printing, you know, it's a crucial distinction, you know, that some people
it's
often
crucial,
confuse.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, go ahead. I'm sure Halima will speak if she can, and if not, she can type in the text chat.
Okay. If you look on the screen, you can see my slide describing the whole gamut of learning difficulties and special needs that we deal with. You can see that it's everything, really. In the school for the physically challenged, all the students are in wheelchairs, and each of them has a form teacher for all the work that they do in Spanish. And they also have a carer who looks after their more physical needs if they need to go to the bathroom or if a parent comes and they need to go and talk to the parent or whatever. And we were just saying the other day that these students are actually in contact with their teachers longer than they are in contact with their parents during the school week. And the school that we're in is a particularly caring school and really, really looks after the students. It's amazing how they teach them to include themselves. I think this is what the most, the thing that had the most impact on me, that they really include themselves. They don't see themselves as different at all. And they want to learn and they want to be able to do as much as they possibly can. Then we've got immigrants who've come from Peru or Bolivia or Paraguay. Parents have come. And the children don't speak Spanish, or they speak Spanish as a different dialect. And so they are neither fluent in Spanish, which is our home language, or they haven't even started English. So they are in a particularly difficult case. Many of them come from dysfunctional families as well, so they have all sorts of emotional problems, disruptive behavior, problems of conduct. Students who are school phobics and have to have their parents there beside them during the whole lesson, which was quite amazing for my teachers at the beginning, but they got used to it in the end. Okay, Halima, let's see if we've got your question. Format of dissemination. Learning by doing. Okay. It's a bit difficult on a discussion group like this, although I did do an active, what I call PIP, which is a participatory and interactive performance plenary on the Young Learners SIG for Evo Drama, where I did a whole hour on teaching pronunciation through using sounds. And I hoped that everybody was doing that with me in their homes. They said they were, but I don't know if they were. But I didn't actually have a presentation. My problem is this. I cannot show any photos or any videos of students without getting the parents' permission. And it's very, very difficult in the special schools to actually do something formal like that. I have got a video which I can now show you if you'd like to have a look at it. Vance, could you prepare it and I'll talk about it? The boy in this video is called Nacho. Oh. Vance, is your video strange?
I hope that was a request to turn it off, because that's what I understood. That was really nice. I didn't put the link. Let me see if I can put the link in the chat. I've just got to dig out some windows here. Here we go. I'm going to put the link into the text chat. Here we go. The link is in the text chat. There you are. So now if anybody wants to play it themselves, they can do that. All right. Susan, back to you. So right now, there's nothing playing in Illuminate. So, Susan, go ahead. You can take the microphone and continue. Do you want to tell us about that? Why don't you tell us about what's going on in the video? I'm not sure what's coming out in the recording, because the people who are listening to the recording are probably not going to hear it. But of course, when people watch the recording.
Okay, Vance, how's the video finished? I seem to have lost it.
Yeah, I thought you asked me you said something and I couldn't tell because I had video, so I switched it back, but I put the video in the text chat, so anyone who wants to play it can. And can you tell us what we were watching? Can you hear me okay? I'm trying to get Susan's attention in text chat. The video is not playing in the Illuminate recording. If people are playing the video, they're playing it on their own computers. But I think Susan has managed to switch off her sound. So, yeah. Okay. Oops. Just answer her question there. She's asking if we can hear. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. This video is about, it's showing the kind of work that we do with the students that we have. Nacho is a very special student. He's at home, and I send my teacher to him once a week. And they are working on preparing for an exam that we entered him for with Trinity College London. My teacher is special also. All of my teachers are special. They have to have the profile of having almost perfect English, and then also being able to teach English through drama, my style, and then also wanting to work with this type of student. And it's not for everybody, but Laura has worked with me before in regular school, and she was a very, very good teacher in a regular school, and then she came to me for this project, and she has developed in all kinds of ways. She's learning every day how to put the techniques into practice, even with a student like Nacho, who is 11, by the way. He had learned a little bit of English before he got cancer, and so we're keeping up his English, if you like, until he hopefully can go back to regular school. I've lost my video now as well, Vance. I seem to have lost everything on my screen. As I showed you in the list of special needs, we have all kinds of students. And this is actually one of our mottos, that drama is the art of self-control. Lots of people think that, oh, you can't hear me either.
No, we can hear you. Yes.
Can't you hear
yes,
me
yes.
either?
She can't hear us. That's the problem.
Elizabeth can hear me.
Yes.
It's saying something on my screen.
Okay, let me tell her exactly what I mean. I just have to type it. She can't hear us.
Okay, it says that it's trying to copy some audio that it lost. I can't hear you at all. Can you hear me?
Yep, can hear you fine.
Okay.
Can you hear me
now?
I'll
carry on speaking then.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If you can write your questions in the text box, I'm very, very willing to answer them. So I'll carry on speaking, and I don't know how I can get Vance back. Okay. This is the spice of education, as I was telling you before, and this is why it works. We're working on all of the needs of the learner, and particularly with special education needs students who find it very difficult to control themselves, who often suffer disruptive behavior syndrome or ADHD. We teach them how to get on with other people. You can't do drama on your own unless you're doing monologue, and we don't do monologue. You have to work with other students. And so when you're working with other students, you're always collaborating, you're always cooperating. And the students actually learn to work together in that way. We work on thinking skills, and very often they don't even realize that the lesson is going on. Before they know it, the bell rings, and they've had a great time, they've had a lot of fun. They've used their bodies, they've used their voices, and they've learned English. Here's my teacher again with Nacho. She's teaching him the difference between left and right, and of course the vocabulary to go with it. And she's having him blow on his left hand and blow on his right hand. And then she puts up her hands and she says, blow on my right hand, blow on my left hand. And she blindfolds him and takes away that sense as well, and then he has to really concentrate on the listening. So the whole lesson is pure action. We only deal with oral and auditory. We don't deal with any reading or writing. My one rule for my teachers, my only one rule really, is you have to take away the desks. You have to work in a circle if you've got a group. And you have to have the students moving. You have to get them up off their bums. The whole thing about keeping students sitting on their bottoms for 6 hours a day is totally uneducational for me, because I do believe that the body and the mind and the heart and the soul and the cognition all work together. Yes, Vance, it's true of any student. I've worked with talented, gifted students in this way as well, and it works equally well for them. Of course, they can take it to greater heights, and they can learn faster, and they can really develop their expressive skills and become very, very self-controlled, almost like professional actors, although that's not what we're trying to do. But it works for all students because it's simply good practice. This is Nico, and I have permission to show his photo and have it recorded. We put Nico in for the Trinity exams as well. He was a boy who was taken out of a mainstream school, and click in your video if you want. There we are. All right, good. I hope you can see me now. This is Nico. He was in a mainstream school, and he was terribly, terribly violent. He was causing a lot of trouble with all of the students, and he even attacked his teacher. And so they put him in the special school where we were already working, and my teacher was able to make a very, very strong relationship with him, basically because of the methodology and the way that we were believing that the student has to come first. The curriculum is not first. The syllabus is not first. The teacher is not first. The school is not first. The first thing is the student. We do student-centered education, learner-centered education. And when I say learner-centered, I include us as well. We are always learning because we are not trained special needs teachers. I worked in special needs when I first went out to school from university, but that was a long time ago, and that was in England, so it was a completely different situation. So it's a learner-centered classroom. We deal with the students always moving. You can see he's got a wand in his hand, and he's actually telling the story. He's doing a storytelling session with actions, telling the story of Winnie the Witch. And this is the first time he's ever had any English. He couldn't speak a word of English when he first came to my teacher. And this is after 3 months of classes. Yes, Vance. I think I am saying that all students have special needs. I think I have special needs. Don't you have special needs? We all learn in different ways, and we all have our own learning styles. And I think every classroom should operate on the lines that we operate on. My husband says I'm a missionary. I go all over the place getting people to try and take on this methodology. The problem for many teachers is that they don't understand that they've got to completely change their role, so that they've got to get inside the learning situation with the students. They've got to be in the circle. They've got to be doing the same things the students are doing. They have to model good learning. They have to model good practice. Halima, yes, you say you wish you had such a minister. I was very, very lucky. Really, we cannot believe how lucky I was to just arrive at the ministry with a proposal for the project at the right time, at the right moment, when they had been searching for some way of teaching English. How can we teach English in special education? So I was really, really lucky. And they have given us a resolution now. We have the resolution, which means that we're going to be going on with the project. And in fact, I have a meeting on Monday with the director, and I'm asking for more hours to be able to put on more teachers, because all the directors of the schools are asking for more hours in English. So it's something that really is working well. This is, again, Laura, who you can see is very happy in her job. She's working with a Down syndrome child as one of a group of eight students in a different special school from Nico, and she had this little girl telling a poem, singing a song, all in English, and she'd never had English before, and this little girl passed the exam. We're there at the Ministry of Education in Buenos Aires, And everybody was terribly excited. This is the first time anything like this has ever happened. And it was because Trinity gave us 7 scholarships, which is lovely. Halima, I think you're prejudiced. Halima says that unfortunately ministers, rectors, deans, chairs of universities, etc., are men, but the hardworking ones are the women. You may be right. I have met some hardworking men, and I have met some very courageous men. I always think women are more courageous than men, but I've met some very courageous men and men who are very sensitive. We have a number of directors in the special schools who are men, and they have proved very sensitive to the needs of the students and the needs of the teachers. And some of my girls are impressed, enormously impressed. Halima, nobody will help you. Are you referring to your context? If you are referring to your context, I can only say that I understand exactly what you're saying, because I had the same situation. I've been in teaching for 40 years now, and I've been trying to get this going for all of those years, and I've very often been in the same kind of context as you, where I don't have anybody to help me. In fact, in some schools, I've had people against me, and I've had to say to them, please, let me carry on, let me prove to you, if after 6 months, you can see it's not working, then I will concede. But give me 6 months and then test me. Danielle, could these teaching concepts be taught to volunteers and the drama learning made available in non-school programs? Yes, of course. Of course. We do an Evo drama session every January and February. There's a group of 8 of us from around the world, and we start developing the syllabus in September, and the course goes up online in the following January and February, and we actually teach process drama. The problem is we teach it online, so we're looking for other forms of multimedia to be able to teach it better. I think we're getting there. Oh, sorry, I've already shown you that one. And slide 13. This is Millie. She acted out the story, The Deep Blue Sea, which you can see on her lap. She's a school phobic, and she has been going to Domiciliaria headquarters in downtown Buenos Aires, right in the center of Buenos Aires, and her mother has to be with her at all times. She cannot learn if her mother isn't there. And then my teacher took over teaching her English, and the child started to change, and she started to shine. And when we were offered the scholarships from Trinity College, we suggested that Millie went in for the exam. And at the beginning, her mother was terribly afraid of this, but in the end, she said that we had changed her daughter's life. And this is what happens when students get involved in drama. It actually changes the whole concept of themselves. They begin to have lots of self-esteem where there was none before. They begin to be confident. They realize that they can do many things that they never thought they could do because they've never been given the opportunity. And this, I think, is how it works. We give them the opportunity and we tell them, you can do this. You can sing. You can dance. You can express yourself through your body. You can do mime. You can tell us about your feelings through changing your face, through changing the shape of your body. You don't have to use words all the time. So we use all the learning channels. We use the visual channel, the auditory channel, the kinesthetic channel, and it's particularly this kinesthetic channel that works for special needs students, who find it so very difficult even to express themselves in their mother tongue very often. Most of them cannot read or write. Okay, I'm just going back. Yes, of course. I am proposing that ESL, the Teaching of English as a Foreign Language, or ESL, the Teaching of English as a Second Language, particularly in primary schools in David Gradol's World English Project, if you like, I'm suggesting that all teachers should learn how to do educational drama, and they should teach English through drama. And that way, their students, particularly in the primary years, when they need to move, when they need to speak, when they need to listen, and they need to get used to the sounds of English, in this way they can learn English much more effectively, because it is affective. I said that before, I know. Tutor mentor could be the channel to reach more kids, build more support for this type of learning. Okay, you'd have to tell me about that, because I don't know what tutor mentor is. It's something that I haven't heard of, and something that you would have to explain to me.
Daniel,
you are a tutor mentor. Okay. So you incorporate improvisation and video creation in your non-school programs. Since 1993.
Oh, wow.
And you agree with the benefits. That's wonderful. Okay, shall we pause the recording and see if I can sort out my speakers? Tell me what to do.
Yeah, let's do that. And also, we're hearing, let me just pause it right now.
I'm not going to be able to hear you unless I can sort out my speakers. Vance, tell me what I should do. Classroom language, always through drama and activity, never sitting behind desks, never with pens and paper. We do following instructions, and we do the basic vocabulary that all teachers do. And then we have Brunner's excitement. And I have interpreted this. Okay. The technique, you can hear Vance as well. I can't hear Vance. All right. The technique is Brunner's idea of what a syllabus should be. And I've just reinterpreted it really for English in Action. I'm going to show you how we make the story facts. Each of my teachers has to choose an authentic story or an authentic stimulus. So it can be a song, a story, a poem, a newspaper article. It can be anything at all. And they have to make a story sack, or an action sack, as we've now started calling them, because our system is evolving all the time as we get more students and we get different schools, and now we've been invited into a Down syndrome school. I guess we're going to be evolving again. So a story sack is a bag, a book or a stimulus, realia, which are actual objects, a song, and then activities. This makes a story sack, and each teacher has to make their own story sack. They are positive, they are theatrical, they're special, and they are fun, because you can do anything with them that you want. So my teachers have become materials writers. I'm laughing at Halima's comment. And these are some of the story facts. This is Brown Bear, Brown Bear, What Do You See? And Danny has lots and lots of activities to go with this. So no sitting down, no sitting still. Every activity must be a movement activity. These are the activities that she has in her story fact, and she uses the masks. The masks are very important in drama because it distances the student from their own selves. And paradoxically, in distancing yourself from yourself, you find yourself. We are really teaching our students to find out who they are, which I think is the whole aim of education. I don't think it's to just know about the world. I think it's to know your place in the world and who you are. So we went from story sack to action sack, and I think I'm on first. Okay. Some of our teachers have soft toys in the action sack as well. Laura, the girl you saw with Nacho, has based all her work on Penny the Penguin. Penny the Penguin from Patagonia. is her main feature in her story stack. And she has content books, she has authentic stories, she has CDs, an audio tape of the story, she has a play of the story, which I have written. So every action stack has a play in it. Okay, let me go down. This is another story stack. This is one on Professor Pufendorf. I don't know if you know him, but the students who were working on this made their own puppet show, and they designed all the language themselves, and they even made a banana making machine in their art classes, which they included in the puppet show. And they did the puppet show on stage to 300 students. I'm hope you're getting teaching ideas from this, Vance. You can work with them with adults as well. Okay, this is what O'Neill and Lambert said about drama as a learning medium. The most significant kind of learning, which is attributable to experience in drama, is a growth in the pupil's understanding about human behavior, themselves, and the world they live in. And that more or less sums it up. Theater is a pure art form which is done by actors and actresses who are directed to use a script which is written outside themselves. The script is written by a playwright. Whereas drama is written by the students themselves. It's learning by doing, and the students use the language that they've got and constantly upgrade their language through the scaffolding that the teachers themselves do. And so that perhaps sums it up better. Okay, this is what drama is not. It's not the teacher telling the students, it's not the study of theater, it's not analysis or criticism, and it doesn't require any expensive resources. Okay. These are the benefits of drama for all. I don't know if you know of Paulo Freire, or if you know of, hold on, I'm writing this for you. Paulo, oh, hello, Vance. Yes, Daniel, you're absolutely right. Finding the teachers is tricky. But as I've done many, many conferences and courses here in Argentina, I do have a lot of teachers at my disposal, as it were. And we're working as a PLC. Yes, Elizabeth. Yes, that's one way of putting it. The students create everything in the drama, whereas the theater is based on a script, and it's a pure art form. The theater is done for the audience. The drama is done for the participants. A difference with role play, Elizabeth. In drama, the students develop the role play using the language they've got. We don't use scripts. We don't give them scripts. I'm running a PLC. I'll explain what our PLC is. At the moment, it's private, and I don't intend to open it up as such, partly because I don't have time, because this job actually, I'm supposed to only work in this job 4 hours a day, but as you can imagine, I'm working with 20 schools. Each of the schools has their own director. Each school has its own idiosyncrasies, and I've got my 16 teachers in these 20 different schools. And they're scattered over this huge, vast city of 13 million people. So it's impossible to do it in 4 hours a day. Yes, Vance, that's what I was explaining before. It's Evo Drama. And we have about 300 people. I'm just going to see if I can find the link for you. We are actually teaching in Evo Drama this year. I get very nervous when I go out of the site. Okay, let's see if I can put this up. What we're doing actually is process drama this year. We've done Reader's Theatre 1 year, we did Language Games another year, we did Beginning Drama another year, and as I said, it's all online. So it would be nice if we could find some, maybe you web heads can advise us as to how we can do. Oh, this is the from the Cannes to the Cannes. So we go for, in the Cannes side, a whole series of small successes in a safe environment, transforming their self-image, trying to get them to take risks even when they don't have any self-esteem, and the I can attitude rather than I can't attitude. Let's see if this is. This is from Donaldson, and this is one of the bases of drama. The child from an early stage has purposes and intention, and he wants to do. And children, this is Cameron, bring to language learning their curiosity and eagerness to make sense of the world. They'll tackle the most demanding tasks with enthusiasm and willingness. And too often these early gifts turn to fear and failure. And of course this is what we find in the special schools more than in any other school, that the students feel that they are failures. And that's why this multisensory education is so important. The difficulty of choosing the Evo. I know. I did PLEs and PLNs last year, and I found it very difficult to be a moderator on Evo Drama and to do PLEs and PLNs. Oh, my PLC is made up of a NING, where my teachers have to enter once a day. They don't have to write every day, but they have to enter once a day. We share ideas, we put up songs, we put up drama videos. We share everything we find that's useful to us. We also, the girls also talk about any problems that they've had, and we try our best to help them with those problems by writing on the NING or by sending articles to the NING. And then I observe the girls in the schools in lessons. I don't observe, it's a ridiculous word. I go into the school and I join in the lesson. So I become part of the lesson. So I'm not sitting on the outskirts of the classroom watching. NINGs are good. I think NINGs are better than wikis because they're so much more dynamic. So I do the PL, I do the NING, and then we have a face-to-face meeting once a month for 4 hours. It's always on a Saturday morning, which not all teachers would be happy to do, but if they're going to be part of the team, they have to do that. And in that meeting, I do training. We have a professional development meeting. We talk a little bit for 1 hour, and then the other 3 hours are training. And then we also have a WizIQ classroom, which is the same as this Illuminate classroom, where I also do training and we have discussions. So I'm trying to find out what you're going to talk about, but I seem to have missed that. Okay, any more questions? Here's why the mask works, Vance. This one's especially for you. Psychologically, drama is cathartic. There's no way around it. Okay, Daniel, NINGs are bad for you, Halima. Why do you say that? Ah, yours was blocked. I haven't had that problem. If mine was blocked, I don't know what I'd do. It's our lifeline. It's the only way I can keep 16 of us together. Ah, you paid as well. Yes, I do pay, but I pay the cheapest, which is $20 a year. The ministry won't pay for it. But I think it's worth it. It's worth it for me to keep my teachers together. It's the only way. I can't see my teachers every day like most coordinators. Any questions about the project? Any questions about the drama? Questions about the students? Questions about the teachers? I have to say that my PLC is working. My team is amazingly coherent, amazingly collegial, and willing to help each other all the time. I'm now looking for a new teacher. You want to see the masks? I had them on I haven't actually got the masks on the slide here. I have in my computer, but not here. Everything works very well, despite the original skepticism that we had from almost all the teachers in the special schools and from the heads in the special schools, saying things like, if the students are illiterate in Spanish, how can they possibly learn a second language or a foreign language or another language? They have great difficulties in learning. They can't remember anything. They can't remember vocabulary. They can't remember spelling. They just can't learn. So we go in with a completely opposite idea. They can learn, and we're going to teach them, because they can learn through this methodology, and we're actually proving that it works. Last year we had more than 100 students on stage and an audience of more than 300. And we taught them to sit in the audience in their rows with their own group and to watch the other students performing on stage and then to stand up, to walk to the stage in silence, to wait in the wings in silence while the group before them finished, and then to go on stage and to do their activity on stage, and the other group to go back to the audience. So I think, yes, Daniel, you're right. The key expectation on our part is great expectations, high expectations, and the belief that it will work. We had students on stage who were thrilled to actually be what one of my mentors told me, to be visible for the first time in their life, to be visible. So if you want any more information, if you want some information about StoryStacks, for example, I'd be very willing to pass it on to you. You've got my PDF there, which you can read at leisure, which is the theoretical background, and it gives you lots and lots of bibliography and plenty of articles. I can also direct you to my Delicious account, which has lots and lots of articles for teaching drama. And yes, my Twitter account is Susan Hilly. The link for what? For my Delicious account. Oh, you're asking me to do things which are very difficult for me. Vans. I'm not a web head. I'm afraid if I do something like that, I lose this classroom. That's always my fear. Oh, okay. You're putting me into a very difficult situation here. If it asks for my password, I won't be able to do this now. Ah, no, excuse me. Okay, good. Let's see.
Possibly you can Google it and if you Google Susan Hilliard...
I've got lots of drama. I've got them all divided up. That's the problem. I've got them into drama research, drama presentation, drama improvisation, drama games, drama books, drama assessments. Ooh, too many to send you.
Yeah, we just need the URL of the account. Mm. Anyway, I'll write that in the text chat.
No. I can't do it here. I'd have to do it with more time because I have to send you all the separate ones. Mm-hmm. Talk amongst yourselves, please. You see, I told you you shouldn't have asked me to do this. Oh, dear. Drama in special education. Here we are. Okay, I can send you the link for this one. Let me see. There we are. That's drama in special education. That's why it says SPED at the end. But
okay. It's Susan Hilliard /
Okay. Any more questions? Because I think our time is just about up. And I have to go and get the barbecue ready.
Yeah, well, during this pause, I'll just thank Susan for this presentation. And her sound is switched off, so she can't hear us thanking her, but certainly appreciate her coming on and giving us this wonderful presentation.
Okay, thanks, everybody. I'm sorry we had some glitches. If you want to write to me and get information on the story stacks, I can send you that. And I can send you some... Yeah, I know. Okay, I'm glad it was very informative.
Sorry she can't hear us.
And I hope it was a bit inspiring
still went well.
As well.
Absolutely.
Okay, bye everybody.
Okay, well thank you very much, Susan. And everyone can type thank you into the text chat while I just talk us out of here. We call this an outro. And this is March 25th, 2012.
Thank you.
This is Learning Together. And Susan kind of talking to herself. but she's actually not. She's talking to a whole group of people. She just can't hear the feedback on the other end, so she's talking to all the people in the text chat right now who are texting
okay,
back to her.
Okay, bye, Ben.
Okay.
It's telling me something about my audio again.
So the recording will be made when everybody leaves the text chat, leaves the room, and I'm the last one out always. And I'll switch off the recording as soon as things die down. Doesn't matter if the recording goes on for a little bit. No problem.
Bye.
And I'll write Susan and tell her what's going on, how we ended this. And of course, we'll have a recording link for everybody. So all that gets made when everybody leaves the text chat. We have two mics open, and she's left, so Susan has left. So if anybody wants to say any last words, you can. You can put something here and say goodbye to her, and she'll hear it in the recording. Okay, well, just to record some last remarks, Hora said it was very informative, and Elizabeth said very interesting presentation, and Helena tweeted it, and she tweeted Susan Hilly, which is Susan's tweet sign, and Helena said please visit my class too. So yes, and I'm going to start the recording as Elizabeth has just asked me. So thanks everybody. Good night from Learning Together, Vance Stevens in Abu Dhabi here.
I